What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, and you are tuned into another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about mindset after I was prompted by one of our clients here in the office and a few conversations that I had this week, one empowering one with my coach as well. And so I want to share with you all of my insight and all of my knowledge that I got around this idea of mindset and what it takes to actually truly be successful coming from the perspective of having the right mindset. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where we talk about how to have a positive mindset that's going to set you up for success no matter what phase of life you are in. Kick back, relax, and enjoy. All right, my Nexus family, let's just dive right in. So every day for the last week now, for 7 days straight, I've been doing something that is called a stack. And a stack is a way to deal with your mindset, and more importantly, to deal with your mindset from the place of you telling yourself false stories and how to break those false stories so that you can set yourself up in a place of power for the coming day. Now, I did not develop the stack. This came from a mentor of mine, Garrett J. White. He developed this stack. He owns a company called Warrior, where he trains married businessmen with kids. If you're interested, I would highly encourage you to look him up. His stuff is absolutely amazing. So nonetheless, I have a business coach. And one of the things that this coach we sat down with is he's like, you need to start stacking every day. So for the last 7 days, I've been doing this stack, which is a way to deal with mindset. And it's very similar to some of the stuff that I've talked about before. When we talk about telling yourself the truth, looking yourself in the mirror and asking yourself, is that true? This is just a little more dialed in, a little more formulaic way to get yourself to extract stories and lessons and meanings from the things in your life so that you can set yourself up for a place of power. So here's one of the interesting things. So every day for the last 7 days, I've been sending my coach this stack. And one of the things that he responded to me with yesterday was this quote that I thought was so profound that I had to share it with you. And this is linked up from literally immediately after that, I had one of our clients come into the office and she asked me specifically about mindset. And I thought it would be a perfect share for you guys because there's so much power in the message that I've gotten for me. And I know it can help other people. So that's literally why I wanted to share it with you. So here's the quote that I got in this text message. It said, your skill set can never outperform your mindset. Now, let that sink in for just a second. I think this is super important concept to understand. Your skill set can never outperform your mindset, meaning that no matter how much skill you have, how many things you learn, at some point, you're going to have to develop a mindset that is different regardless of how much skill or how little skill you have. And I see this trap all the time, and I've seen it for a long time, but I really didn't have words or a foundation to kind of put it around or a framework to think about it through until I started working with this coach. And this coach is amazing. He's been amazing for me. It's been transformational over just the course of the last 4 weeks that I've been working with him. And here's what I started to realize as I reflected on this quote, your skill set can never outperform your mindset. And here are a couple stories that come to mind. When I was in chiropractic school, early on, one of the things that chiropractors are notorious for is self-development. Like, we love to go to seminars. We love to pump each other up. We love to get fired up. We love to hear these speakers on stage. We love to sit in the audience and take notes. And we would get super fired up for a week. We would go back to the grind of our regular week or a regular day, or go back to our offices. Or for me, it was going back to the classroom. And that spark would stay lit and we would be on fire for about a week. And then slowly we would trickle right back into our old ways. And I saw this all the time. I saw it with myself, right? It's like, I would have to go to the next seminar. I was spending all this money, like every single weekend. I got to go to this seminar. I got to go to this seminar. I got to go learn from this person. I need to go see this person speak. I need to go do this. I need to go do this. And it was all of this external source trying to get me fired up. And what I realized is, like, at some point, I had to stop learning from other people and just change my mindset. And I didn't know how to do that for the longest time. So in this episode, what I want to do is share some of those things with you that I've learned along the way so that we don't spend time and energy and resources on trying to find something externally that's going to fire us up. Because the fact of the matter is this, like, you, wherever you're at right now, whatever you're seeking in your life, you do not need more skills. You just need the belief system in your own mind that you can actually perform and create and do whatever it is that you want to do. And so many people just limit themselves by the thoughts that are in their mind. You've heard me talk about this for weeks now on this podcast. It's because when we tell ourselves a false story about what's true and what's possible and what's not true and what we've been told and what we've been programmed to believe to be true our entire lives, as soon as we change that story, as soon as we start to change those beliefs, as soon as we start to change our mindset, literally your whole world will open up to you and things will start to change in ways you couldn't have even imagined before. And I'm experiencing it right now myself. So let me give you another example of this, is that in chiropractic school, again, going back, I remember my classmates, like many of my classmates, every weekend, like, I need to learn more skills. I need to learn how to become a better adjuster. I need to learn XYZ. And they're like spending every single weekend going to seminars, going to help other doctors do screenings, like all of these things. And I'm not saying that any of this is wrong, but at some point, it has to come down to learning more than skills. Like, skills will get you so far, but if you don't have a belief in yourself, like I just stated, then the skills don't matter at all in the first place. And so here is where it really gets interesting, is now being in practice, I've been afforded the opportunity to work with some, what I would consider very, very high level, very elite business owners, entrepreneurs, CEOs, just amazing human beings. Like, everybody I'm surrounded with in my office is so special and so amazing in certain ways. And I've learned a lot from them. And one of the things that I've really learned from some of the clients that we take care of is this, is one of the clients that I specifically take care of, he helps people exit and sell their businesses for like lots of money. And one of the things that he talked about is how he's made millions and millions of dollars over the course of his life. And he works with people and he has friends who are billionaires, right? Like, I have some friends in my life currently right now who are millionaires, like legitimately millionaires. And it's interesting because I never had this belief inside of my head until recently that I could actually be surrounded by people like that. And so as my mindset changed, the people I was surrounded with started to change, because I found myself as worthy of being able to be in those circles and be in those conversations in the first place. So the interesting story, getting back to my client, is that he's been a millionaire for a long time, made many, many millions of dollars, but he has friends who are billionaires. And he said this to me, and I think it's so profound that you hear this and understand it, is he said, I realize that the only difference between me as a millionaire and my friends who are billionaires is the belief that we could actually do it. So my question for you is, where is your belief that you could actually do it lacking? Like, so many of us have been programmed to tell ourselves a story that, oh, that's not possible, or it would be so great if I could ever get there, but I can't get there. And to drive this home, I have clients in my office who just bought a beautiful new home, that if I told you the price tag on it would like literally give some people a heart attack. And that, you know, it's an oceanfront house. They're amazing human beings, but I overheard a conversation with them yesterday while they were getting adjusted in the office. And one of the things that came up was this fact that, like, we never saw this coming. And the reason that they didn't see it coming is because they weren't spending all of their time trying to go to more seminars and like pump themselves up and learn more skills. What they realized, it just came from changing their mindset. And as their mindset started to grow, so did the abundance in their life, to the place where they are now, which is like most people would look on it and be like, I could never, ever get there. But that's just a belief. And so when they started to have the belief in themselves, everything started to change. And it didn't take 50 years for them to do this. Like, I know these people well, and I'm telling you that it took less than 10 years for them to create what they created. And if it's possible for them, because I know them and I love them and I appreciate them, it's also possible for me. And even more importantly than that, it's also possible for you. Now, this is not a money conversation. This is a mindset conversation. Sure, if your thing is to get more money, that's great. Awesome. But really, what it comes down to, what I see people all the time, is like, I'm stuck in a job, or I'm stuck in a certain situation, or I'm stuck somewhere and I'm feeling really, really stuck. And the only reason that they're stuck is because they don't have the belief that they could actually branch out and create or do something different. Like, they're stuck, prisoners to their own mind. And when the belief system changes, everything else around it changes. It doesn't matter how much skill you have. Like, I know some people who are entrepreneurs who make millions of dollars and they literally have zero skills, like no high school diploma. And they're crushing it in their space. And it's a result of them believing more in themselves than they ever believed in themselves before. And the same is true for you. So then the question becomes this, is like, what steps could I take to increase my mindset? What steps could I take to actually create the life that I know I should be destined to live, but I'm just not living because I feel stuck, or I'm telling myself a false story, or have false beliefs about myself, or I stress myself out enough? And all of that stress and all of those thoughts actually change our physiology and prevent our brain from functioning in a way that it would allow us to have the very mindset that we would actually need in order to produce the things that you actually want inside of your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's a new job, whether it's starting your own business, whether it's making more money, whether it's buying a house, whether it's having a child. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, everything that you are seeking and looking for is coming to you. It's seeking you as well. The issue is that if you don't have a mindset to match those things that are seeking you, then you will never receive them, because you won't even be able to look for them or see the opportunities that will move you closer to the space where you could actually get those things that you're looking for inside of your life. So here are three tips. And these are going to seem stupid, like stupid simple. But here's the thing, is that I have realized as I start to implement these on a deep level inside of my life has significantly changed. Like, I have legitimately more stress than I've ever had in my life right now today, in a good way. Because it means that I'm growing and expanding. And I laid my head on the pillow last night and I looked over at my wife and I said, Heather, I never thought we would be in this place. And I'm just so grateful to be on this ride that is life with you, because it is magical. And because Heather and I's mindset has changed, our lives has started to change in so, so many positive ways. One of the biggest ones is the amazing people that we get to take care of every single day inside of our office. Like, it is such a blessing. And it only happened because of mindset. Because if I didn't have the mindset, like early on, I did not have the mindset and I didn't have people that I loved here inside of the office. There are certainly people, but it was much more of a struggle than it is now. And it's like every day is the best day. Every day is the blessed day. And it's all because of mindset. So here are three steps for you to start to increase your mindset today. And this takes little to no work or money involved. And I'm happy to share any resources that I have with you. So reach out if you want them. And I'll leave some stuff in the show notes as well. And so here we go. First step is train yourself to become consciously aware of the thoughts and words that you are speaking. And you have probably heard this a million times, but I can't stress it enough. As soon as you start to become consciously aware of the words and thoughts that you are speaking to yourself, your life will open up a new possibility for you. So let me give you a couple examples of this. If you are the person who is constantly saying, "Ugh, I have to go to the grocery store and I have to go shopping for a new dress and I have to put my kid to bed." Guess what? You don't have to do any of those things. Like, none of us have to do any of those things. The reality is, if you change and you start to train yourself to think and look at life differently, what you will realize is that the steps to having a more abundant mindset is just to catch all of those thoughts and rephrase them into, instead of "have to, I get to," or even more importantly, instead of "have to" or "get to," "I choose to." I choose to go to the grocery store. I choose to put my child to bed. And if you don't choose to, then stop doing it. Like, it's literally that simple. But so difficult, because we have been so ingrained to have a negative outlook on everything that we do. Like, months ago, before I started this work, I remember every night I would get so upset and so annoyed with having to do the dishes to help out my wife. But what I've realized since doing some of this work and training my mindset is, like, I do not like doing the dishes, but you know what I love? I love helping out my wife. And because of that, changing this, "Oh, I got to do the dishes," is like, I get to do the dishes. I get to help out my wife. It's going to alleviate stress on her. And guess what? That creates space for more abundance in every aspect of my life. My wife's not as grumpy at me. I'm not as grumpy at her. There's no resentment. I have more energy because her and I are arguing. So then I can spend more time with my daughter or be happy. And my wife and I are just more connected. And this spills over into relationships. It spills over into sex life. And it spills over into the business, because I'm in a better mood because my wife's not grumpy at me. All because I changed my mindset about doing the dishes. Like, these are the kind of things that matter so, so much. Same thing is true as, instead of saying, you know, what you don't want, say what you do want. Like, I hear so many people say, "Well, I don't want this to happen. I'm afraid this will happen." It's like, instead of being afraid of what you don't want to happen, why don't you just say, "This is what I want to happen." All the time. "This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for." And then you'll train your brain to actually see and look for the things that you're actually looking for. And we'll talk about the physiology of how this works in here in just a second. But when you say, I don't, "I can't, I won't, I'm scared, I'm afraid, I have to, oh, this is such a hassle, this is such a chore," that triggers a stress response in the body. And that stress response in the body completely messes up your physiology and actually turns off the part of your brain that's responsible for success. I'll jump back into this one in just a second. So, number one, just start training yourself to become consciously aware of the thoughts and the words that you think and speak. Another way to do this is look at your text messages. Look at how often you're saying words like "just" or sometimes, or like, you know, all these places where you're not certain. The word just is a minimizing word. Like, it's just a chiropractic adjustment. No, it's not just a chiropractic adjustment. It's the most important thing I believe that someone could do for their nervous system, for their health, for their vitality, for their life, for their productivity, for their presence, for their profit. So instead of saying just, turn it around. So that's the first one. Just train yourself to become consciously aware of your thoughts and words. Number two, start meditating. Now, everybody thinks that meditation is something different than what it actually is. So here's what I'm going to tell you right off the top, is that meditation is not you sitting in a room somewhere with salt lamps glowing or candles going and you getting in tune with God or the universe or spirit or whatever you want to call it, and like God speaking to you and giving you messages. Most people, I had a conversation in the office this week. They're like, man, I've never had this experience where I've had like a voice come in and tell me or give me guidance or whatever it is. Meditation, if you're looking for just that, like, sure, that can be a piece of it. But if you're looking for just that, then you're missing the complete point of meditation. The point of meditation is to actually pause and get out of your head and get out of your thoughts so that you can start to experience life radically differently. And by radically differently, what I mean is turn off your thoughts so your body can just be. It can just be without the flood of, I need to get this done, or this has to happen, or I have to do this, or I have to do this, or I don't want this to happen. And when we start to meditate, literally what happens is just getting yourself in a place of quiet, getting your brain in a place of quiet, so that those thoughts that start to seep in that you've trained to consciously address, you can catch them and see them coming from a mile away. So the way that I think about this is like this. If you've ever been far away from a fireworks show and you can see the lights from the fireworks, but you never hear the sound, or if you're closer to a fireworks show and you see the light of the firework flash and it goes up, and then about a second or 2 second delay, you hear the bang and this timing is off, right? So the same thing is true with meditation. How I think about meditation is the firework is the thought. It's the light. It's the light that you see. It's that bright light in the flash. That flash, you see it. So meditation allows you to see it before the bang comes in. The bang is actually affecting your physiology. So most of the time what happens with us is that when we're in a place of not meditating and we're in a very reactive state, what's happening is thoughts are coming in and they're immediately triggering our physiology for the negative. And as they trigger our physiology for the negative, then it has a host of effects on our productivity and all of the things that matter to us in terms of success. So meditation allows us to see the light, to see the thought before it actually starts to affect our physiology. And it's kind of like watching it. It's like, okay, that thought's coming towards me, but I'm not going to let it affect me. So you're just going to stop it. And then you can pivot and go back to quiet. And this is what meditation has allowed for me to do. And sometimes, yeah, sure, great, you'll get messages. That's awesome. But the point of it is literally just to get quiet so that you can start to calm down your physiology and start to catch those thoughts before they creep in and trigger a stress response within your body. Because most of what I'm finding as I'm taking care of clients is all their physical pain, all their issues, all their things are linked up to this idea of them telling some kind of story in their head that's actually creating a stress response. And we know stress response chronically long-term creates disease, which leads me into the last point of how do you have a better mindset? And I think the most important thing is going to be chiropractic care, brain-based chiropractic care. And here's why, is because this is what we know about the stress response. We know that the stress response increases our heart rate, increases our blood pressure. It turns off the frontal cortex of the brain. The frontal cortex of the brain is the part of the brain that's responsible for success. There are a host of functions of the frontal cortex of the brain, and I think it's very important that we address all of these in this conversation. So here are just a couple cool functions that I think the prefrontal cortex is interesting to talk about. And this stuff is all research-based. Like, this is not just me Googling it. Like, these are research. This is from Journal of Neuroplasticity. I'll put a link to the article if you guys want to check it out. But here are just a couple things that the prefrontal cortex controls. Focusing attention. So being able to focus and focus on something, whether positive or negative. Two, being able to make predictions, adjusting behavior to changing situations. So if you're very inflexible and rigid, if you're constantly one of those people who tries to be in control, it's likely that your prefrontal cortex isn't working well. Impulse control, stopping inappropriate behavior and starting appropriate behavior. So many times I see people who are like, well, I want to eat healthy. Well, I want to start meditating, but literally they can't because their prefrontal cortex is shut down because of the stress response that happens because of the thoughts that we think. Think about this again. Any negative thought that you have triggers a stress response within your body. That stress response turns off the stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine, turn off the frontal cortex of the brain or start to weaken it so that it prevents you from stopping inappropriate behavior and starting appropriate behavior. So many people who are struggling with issues, part of this is that their thoughts are literally turning off the part of their brain that would allow them to start appropriate behaviors anyway. The other functions of the prefrontal cortex, organizing thoughts and problem solving, short-term rewards and long-term goals. So looking at short-term benefit versus long-term goals. And then lastly, regulating intense emotions. So I'm sharing this with you because I think it's important to understand that brain-based chiropractic care, as we adjust the joints of the spine, it directly wakes up the prefrontal cortex of the brain. Simultaneously, waking up that prefrontal cortex of the brain also starts to shut off stress hormones. So as those stress hormones shut off, we start to boost or strengthen the frontal cortex of the brain, which is responsible for all those functions that I just talked about. So the interesting piece of this and what I see with so many people is that because their thoughts are stressing them out, because the thoughts that they think are negative, that triggers a stress response. That triggered stress response shuts off the very part of the brain that is responsible for them being able to be more successful in the first place. That is to say, is that if you change your mindset, then you will completely change your life. One of the biggest ways to start to change your mindset from a deep addressing the cause level is by addressing the stress that is already stuck on in your nervous system through chiropractic care. And this is exactly what we do in our office, because we know that a 12 to 14 impulses per second directly affects the prefrontal cortex of the brain when applied to the joints of the spine. And so this is exactly what we're doing. And so when we talk about brain function, when we talk about brain fog, when we talk about mindset, this is why I say mindset will always outperform skill set. Because when you start to change your mind, you start to change the way you look at the world, you start to change the way you look at yourself, you start to change the way the things that you can believe in, that you believe about yourself, that you believe you're able to accomplish and achieve and bring to the world and create more value and have happiness in anything that you want inside of your life, you realize that most of that is not a result of learning new stuff. It's literally a result of working on what's already within you. And this is so powerful and it's so exciting to me. And this is why I got into chiropractic in the first place. This is why I wanted to bring this message to you, is because I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that every single person is capable of being as infinitely successful as they want to be. Like, regardless of how you were born, regardless of how much money your parents made, regardless of where you came from, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your sexual orientation, whatever, it doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. We are all built and designed to be infinitely successful. And so often our mindset is the one thing that we don't work on, because instead of going internally, we go externally first, which leads me back to those stories of all these classmates that I used to be with, is like, you know, they're doing all this work, they're learning all this stuff, and then they get into practice and they still can't have a successful practice. Or, you know, people are doing all the therapy with their marriage and they're looking for all these external sources to help fix their issues, but they're never diving into their own thought process themselves. And then I truly believe that increasing your mindset, that creating a better mindset, literally starts with just training yourself to be more conscious of the words and thoughts that you think. And when you notice those, you'll start to notice that literally a lot of your thoughts are stressing you out. And then two, start meditating. And I talked about the firework, like meditation allows you a place where you can see those negative thoughts coming before they trigger your physiology. And as we wake up the physiology, as we keep the physiology in healing instead of stress, the body functions better. The prefrontal cortex of the brain functions better. And if we really look at it from a cause perspective, we know that chiropractic care directly affects the prefrontal cortex of the brain. That prefrontal cortex is responsible for you being successful in the first place. So by having brain-based chiropractic care, what we are doing is waking up the prefrontal cortex so that you can make better decisions, so that it makes it easier to meditate, so that it makes it easier to identify those negative thoughts before they get into triggering your physiology. And then lastly, it's going to make you more aware, and that higher awareness, that higher ability to control your mindset, to control your actions, is going to help you train yourself to be more consciously aware of the thoughts and words as you speak. And so there's this cycle here that's so important. It's so, so important. And I think the last thing that I want to leave you with is this: you are infinitely capable of producing, of achieving, of gaining, of creating whatever it is that you want in your life, for you, for your family, for your spouse, for your loved ones. And I truly believe that the one thing that you should work on is your mindset. Chiropractic care is the most important way to get you there. There are some other tips along the way. I love and appreciate every single one of you. I hope you got some value out of this episode. If you have questions, you can always DM us on Instagram and Facebook. Also, go to our website, www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com. Please share this up with somebody who needs to hear it. Also, if you got some value out of it, we would love if you would leave a like and a review on the podcast. This is how we get in the hands of more people. Love and appreciate you. We'll come at you again next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.